Good evening, everybody. This is our fifth meditation class, Dive Into Meditation. I welcome everyone to the class tonight, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording or being here in person tonight. We had some plans that have changed, and so we're going to be flowing with the intuitive guidance that is being sent through us for our class tonight. So how about we begin by sitting up straight on a cushion or in a chair, anywhere that is comfortable for you. Comfort is absolute key as far as I'm concerned. And then make sure that your back is as straight as it can be. Your shoulders are rolled back, far away from your ears to give it some space. The chin is slightly pulled in. The eyes are closed. The gaze is looking upward and inward towards the middle of the forehead or the third eye. And we take a deep breath in through the nose. And then we exhale fully through the nose again. Inhaling deeply, exhaling fully, inhaling deeply, and then as you exhale, give yourself permission to let go of any tightness, any stress, any tension. Anything that you've been holding on super tightly inside of you. Inhaling deeply as you begin to receive whatever you need at this time. And then exhaling fully. The deeper your breath gets, the slower your mind becomes. And the more that you begin to slow down your heartbeat, and you begin to send the signal to all the organs and all the systems in your body, that it's okay to relax. There is nowhere we need to be. There is nowhere we need to rush to. We just get to relax and to just become fully present here and now. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply one more time. And then slowly letting it go. Begin to scan your body for any form of tension or stress, anything that feels a little bit tighter that it needs to be at this time. When you notice that part in your body that is feeling that way, simply send breath to it. Imagine your breath coated with a beautiful, bright, sparkly, shiny white light. And as you send your breath to that part of your body, the tension, the pain, the struggle, the stress begins to dissipate, begins to dissolve. We call forward all our angels and guides to surround us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, and to ensure that everything that is taking place here during our meditation time together serves your highest healing, highest good, and highest joy. It is safe for you to relax. It is safe for you to receive. And it is absolutely safe for you to just breathe and be. So continue breathing in silence for a few minutes to clear your mind, to loosen up your body, and to begin to bring more healing in your life. Two more rounds of breathing at your own pace. Inhaling deeply through the nose and then fully exhaling. As I read to you a couple of little chapters from The Buddha in Blue Jeans, the book that I shared with you during our first class together. This little chapter is called Give Thoughts Room. Your thoughts are just your thoughts. They are not your life. They are your thoughts. Make a room as big as the sky in your mind. Your thoughts can be clouds that float through. Some of your thoughts are clear. Some of your thoughts are muddy. Belief is just thought. An open mind is not attached to thinking or belief. Thoughts can be a jail. Watching them coming and going lets you out to play in the universe. Please enjoy watching your thoughts come and go. You will learn this sitting quietly. The next chapter is called Pain is Natural. Pain is a natural part of life. Learn to accept it. Learn to take care of it as best you can. Decrease the complaining. Decrease the self-centeredness around it. Everybody has pain. Breathe and relax into the pain as best you can. Please accept natural pain. You will learn this sitting quietly. The next one is called Be Who You Are. Don't waste your life trying to become somebody else. Don't waste your life trying to live up to your performance expectations. Don't waste your life imitating others. Don't waste your life living out other people's expectations. Don't waste your life envious of other people. Be authentic. Be genuine. Be real. Be yourself. You won the lottery. You were born. You won the lottery. You are you. You are Buddha in blue jeans. Enjoy being yourself. You will learn this sitting quietly. And the last little chapter here is called Live Each Moment Well. Now is all you've got. The past is memory. The future is a wish. Now is real. Keep bringing yourself back to now. Get connected to your body now. Get connected to the earth now. Get connected to this place now. Get connected to people now. Get connected to whatever is in front of you now. Enjoy living each moment well. You will learn this sitting quietly. So inhaling deeply through the nose one more time. And then fully exhaling. Bringing forward an intention for your class tonight. And perhaps you'd like to make your intention to consciously connect with the divine presence within you. Not just throughout your meditation practice, but in most moments in your life. So continue to stay in a meditative state, and we're going to practice a special breath that's called a four-stroke breath to build intuition, and it comes from the Kundalini Yoga tradition. So stay sitting with your legs crossed, or whichever way feels comfortable for you. Your spine is straight. Your chin is slightly pulled in. And now bring your hands together in prayer mudra by your heart center. But keep the index fingers extended as you interlock the other fingers to clasp your two hands together. Cross your thumbs. Make your eyes 9/10 closed, so there's only a tiny little slit of light coming in through your eyes. And then this prayer mudra that you created, put it a little bit below your nose, where you can look at the tips of your index fingers through the 1/10 opening of your eyes. So your head is slightly tilted down, so when you have your eyes 9/10 closed and 1/10 open, you can actually begin to see the tip of your index fingers that are pointing upward. And now begin inhaling in 4 powerful strokes through the O mouth, like this. And then exhale in 1 powerful stroke through the nose. Inhale to the count of 4 through the O mouth. Exhale 1 stroke through the nose. Inhale to the count of 4 through the mouth. Exhale to the count of 1 through the nose. And now continue at your own pace. Inhaling to 4 through the mouth and exhaling through the nose to the count of 1. Two more rounds at your own pace. Now to finish, sit straight. Inhale deeply through the nose. Hold your breath for 20 seconds. And stretch your arms out to your sides with the palms facing upward. This will give you power to balance your central spinal column. Exhale through the nose. Inhale deeply. Hold your breath for 20 seconds and continue to stretch your arms horizontally as you stretch your spine vertically, making a T square. Exhale through the nose. Inhale deeply one more time. Hold your breath for 20 seconds and open up your fingers, making them like steel. Squeeze your entire energy and bring it into your arms. Exhale and relax. Yogi Bhajan said that in the age that we are living in right now, you must know reality by intuition, not by knowledge. By the time reality becomes knowledge, it's too late. So just sit the way you're sitting. Notice what you notice. And then we're going to move on to another pranayama breathing exercise that allows you to boost your immune system. Since if you're living on the East Coast and listening to this in real time, our weather has been a little crazy. It was almost 70 today, and tomorrow we're expecting a big nor'easter. So let's empower our immune system to fight any form of disease or infection before it actually gets to us experiencing the symptoms. So we're sitting in easy pose, which is the legs crossed, or you can sit on a chair, whatever is comfortable for you. Your chin is slightly in and your chest is out. Now stick your tongue all the way out and keep it out as you rapidly breathe in and out through your mouth. This is called dog breath. So continue panting through your diaphragm and the breath, and we're going to do this for a few minutes. Go. Make sure your tongue is stuck all the way out. And you're pumping your belly in and out as you're breathing out through your mouth, in and out through your mouth. how to finish. Inhale deeply through the nose. Hold your breath for 15 seconds. And press the tongue against the upper palate. Exhale. Inhale deeply through the nose. Hold your breath for 15 seconds. And press the tongue against the upper palate again. Exhale. Inhale deeply one last time. Hold the breath for 15 seconds. Exhale and relax. Once again, just notice what you notice. If you have water near you, feel free to drink a little water. And then we're going to do one last meditation for tonight together. We are obviously moving a lot of energy through the pranayamas that we're doing together. So it's really important to stay hydrated and to allow that energy to continue to flow through your body, flushing out the toxins and allowing the endorphins to move through your system. So this last meditation that we're doing together also comes from the Kundalini Yoga tradition, and it's called Meditation to Balance the Nervous Energies, and it's also known as Meditation for Hair Trigger Efficiency. So Yogi Bhajan says that this meditation brings the entire nervous and glandular system into balance by putting the thumbs together in this mudra. The sciatic nerve is neutralized at the point of ego. Do this meditation at lunchtime or anytime you want to be sharper and have an edge over another person. It balances all the nervous energies and the glandular system to tune them to maximum efficiency. It can raise efficiency to the point of life over death. No need to take uppers or downers. The breath of life can balance you anytime you want. So here we go. These are the instructions. We're still sitting in easy pose with the legs crossed or on a chair if it's more comfortable for you with a straight spine. With the elbows bent, raise the hands up and in until they meet at the level of the heart, a few inches away from the body. The palms are facing the chest. And place the palm of the right hand against the back of the left hand. Hold the hands and forearms parallel to the ground so that the fingers of the right hand point towards the left side and the fingers of the left hand point towards the right side. Yeah, so the forearms are like this. Yeah, parallel to the ground. Perfect. With the hands facing the chest or the heart center. And now press the thumb tips together. This is what neutralizes the sciatic nerve and at the ego point. The eyes are 9/10 closed. And now this is what the breath looks like. Inhale deeply through the nose. And then calmly hold the breath in for 15 or 20 seconds. Exhale completely through the nose. And calmly hold the breath out for 15 to 20 seconds. Concentrate on the breath. Inhale deeply again through the nose. Hold the breath for 15 to 20 seconds. Exhale fully through the nose and hold the breath for 15 to 20 seconds. Concentrate on the breath and continue at your own pace. The link between you and God is the breath. Be conscious of the total breath in all forms. Air must go all the way out on the exhale so that all the heart valves get equal pressure and the brain and central nervous system will trigger survival systems for a few seconds. This will allow your nervous system to come into balance. Two more rounds at your own pace, please. When you're done with your second round, simply inhale deeply through the nose. Suspend the breath. Exhale fully. And breathe in one last time, really, really, really deeply. Bathe in all your organs, all your systems, with the life force flowing in and through you now. And then exhale fully and relax. Someone here shared that this meditation made her sweat. Yeah, definitely begin to feel the heat inside of us for sure. So we're almost done with our class tonight. I'm opening it up if anyone wants to share how they're feeling, what they're noticing, whether here in our practice together or your practice at home. If there are any challenges, any obstacles getting in your way, feel free to share them. Really, open mics to share anything you'd like at this time. Any thoughts, any comments, anything. Did you enjoy the meditations? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You're about to give your power away, get upset about something, or don't walk the handle. Most of the time it's driving, you know, and the road's crazy. You just control back, and you get your control right back, you know?
So true. I had a first-hand experience of that today. I was running just in time to go to my oldest son's wrestling meet, and he told me it was a school here in Berlin. He doesn't usually give me, like, the address or whatever. I was just Google, so I looked for, you know, Berlin Middle School. I pointed out a school. I drove there. It's only, like, 10 minutes away from here, but he usually goes within the first 10 minutes. So, like, if I don't make it there on time, I basically miss his time, which is not the end of the world, but if I'm already going to go through the trouble of going, kind of nice to actually see him wrestling, even though it's a little bit nerve-wracking, and I have to use a lot of a pranayama to calm myself in that process. But anyway, I get to the school with, like, 2 minutes to spare, park my car, go in. The door is locked. There's another couple right behind me, and we're like, oh, I guess we have to use another door. And finally, a woman comes out, and she's like, I said, we're here for the wrestling meet. She's like, it's not here. I said, what? She said, no, it's not here. It's in the other Berlin school. So she gave us directions, and it was like 7 minutes up the road. At this point, I'm just basically calling all my angels. I'm like, I need a miracle. I need to make this here on time so that I can maybe possibly see him wrestle. So I make it to the other place. It's a little bit of rush hour traffic. I park my car in the one parking lot that looked like it was the right parking lot. I walk through the front door. A woman stops me. She goes, I'm sorry, you can't go through this entrance right now because we have other kids and it's not secure. So you have to go back to your car, drive out to the next parking lot, park there, and you'll be able to go there. At that point, I really just wanted to curse her out, even though it wasn't even her fault. It was like the second thing that was completely misaligned that was, in my mind, making me miss my son's meet, you know. But instead, I said thank you, took a deep breath in, and I said in my mind, I said, you know what? It's just a wrestling meet. If I miss it, I miss it. I can choose peace instead. Like, what's the point of getting all stressed out, bent out of shape, and wanting to punch this woman in the face when she didn't even do anything other than just tell me what the school rule is? I mean, it would have been nice if I had a sign or something, but whatever. So took a deep breath in, fully exhale, took another deep breath in, and then I let it go, get back in my car, drive to the other parking lot, I'm parking the car, I'm running in, I'm like, please, let me get in. I get in, and only his team is sitting there, so at this point I'm like, you guys are all finished? What happened? He's like, no, we didn't even get started. So they hadn't even started, which was good because I got to see him. But also, then I started stressing a little bit in my mind about not being able to make it to yoga and meditation class that I'm teaching tonight. So it's so funny how the brain likes to go in both directions. You know, first it gets, like, super stressed out because, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it to his meet. It's going so early. And now it's like, oh, my God, they're running so late. I'm not going to make it home. And then finally I just started laughing. I said, okay, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. Take a deep breath. So it's nice to give ourselves the reminders when we need them most. And just like you said, we can use pranayama, yoga, breathing, you know, I mean, breathing exercises at any time. And it could be as easy as just inhale deeply and exhale. Inhale deeply and exhale. And then we begin to change, you know, all the hormones that are being released in our body. We begin to get more clarity in our mind. We get to release those emotions without having to react at something or someone that might be ticking us off in that time. So, yes, it works. It's nice to practice it when we don't have any of those other stimuli going on. Right, it becomes natural, it becomes a habit. And then we know to go right to it when we need it most. When we are facing a challenge or an anxious or fearful situation, we can say, hey, I still have control because I have control of me and I have control of my breath and I have control. I don't even like the word control so much. I prefer to use choice anyway. I have choice on what I am choosing to think and feel right now. And even if my brain decides to go all crazy, think it's in charge, I can say, no, my breath is in charge. Go back to the breath and shift whatever is happening right in front of us. And at this time, with everything that's happening in our country, it's a really good opportunity to put all these tools into practice and just really, really, really take it to heart, practice it. Because what's even more interesting is that when we begin to change the way that we are breathing, notice people around you because they are going to change also. So do it for you because you can change, but notice what's happening around you because that change is contagious. You know, it ripples to everything and everyone in your environment. So I think that's all we have for you for tonight. Keep on meditating, keep on practicing, keep on breathing, and keep up with that positivity, that positive attitude in your life, no matter what is going on around you. Keep on shining your light. Keep on being who you really are and honoring and standing in your own truth. Have a wonderful night. Satnam. Waheguru. Namaste. Bye-bye.